We're at the very bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, at the very bottom. We just had the story about Rabbi Yossi went into the Chorva, and Eliyahu HaNavi told me he shouldn't be davening there. So we're picking up on that theme, and it says that this is the second line from the bottom on Amud Aleph. Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Mipnei Shlosha Devarim, because of three reasons, Ein Nechnas L'Chorva. You should not go into a Chorva at all, into a ruin. What are they? Mipnei Chashad, because of suspicion. Mipnei Hamapolis, because of collapse. And Mipnei Hamazikin. So let's just take a bit of time to discuss these three issues. I'll discuss them all now. First of all, Chashad. Chashad means suspicion. The issue here is that you're suspected of having it's a rendezvous with a girl on the desolate place. It's like a private location, and it looks fishy. There's a principle in the Torah, which for some reason is a little bit, I think it bothers people of the Western mentality. I don't exactly know why, but there's a general principle that's Vayisim Nekiyah Me'Hashem Yisrael. You have to be above suspicion. It doesn't matter that you're doing the right thing. You have to act in a way that no one wonders whether or not you're doing the right thing. And that's a halacha. For some reason, I think the Western sensibility is like, what's your business? Don't be so nosy and judge me, unfavorably. I know what I'm doing is okay, and I don't have to worry about you. But that's not the din. The halacha is, and it comes up all over the Torah. Beat some nekiyim, you have to look clean. So here, even though you're not necessarily meeting anybody inside the chorva, it looks a little suspicious, and therefore, that's reason of chashad not to go in there. There's an interesting story, by the way, just an aside on this point, the illustration of the point. There's a Gemara in Yuma, the Vlamet Ches. It says that it talks about these different families and they have these great tricks that were there to help the Beis Hamikdash. So it says there that there's a certain family called the Garmu family, who was the one, they were the ones that made the lechem upon him. They do this special trick to make this special sort of like C-shaped bread. Not for now exactly, but it was a trick. Anyway, then of course lechem upon him is to be very refined flour. So Gemara says that as a fulfillment of this principle of Vayis and Nekiyim, to be like, look clean, but they Hashem Yisrael, they made sure their children never ate refined bread. You'd never see the children of the Garmu family eating, white flour. It was always whole wheat. So no one should suspect that maybe some of their bread's coming from the Beis Hamikdash stash. That's the idea. Now, that's Chashad. What's Mazikin? So Mazikin, Rashi learned on Davav, which is the main sugya of Mazikin, that Mazikin are the same thing as Shadim. So what are those? Did I skip Mapolis? I'm sorry, Mapolis. Mapolis is straightforward. Mapolis means we're the last line of Amud Aleph. Sorry, Mapolis means collapse. This issue of Sakana. Sakana is the fascist. You're not allowed to go into a dangerous place. And if a building is collapsing, so presumably it's collapsed this far, sooner or later more is going to collapse. And if you're in there at the wrong time, it'll collapse on you. And Chazal looked at it that you sort of, if you enter into a dangerous place, so like well known, for example, is the Sugya is the very end of the second parak of Shabbos talks about that women die in childbirth these three times, and the Gemara explains why is Hashem getting them in childbirth? Because the answer is that's a dangerous time. So if you don't have all your merits lined up, that's the time when you're going to get it. So the same idea, you shouldn't walk into a dangerous place because if you're not worthy. You won't be safe from the collapse. So Mapolis is dangerous, physically dangerous spot to be in. The third issue is Mazikin. Mazikin, like I said, are Shadim. Now the Shadim themselves are mentioned. They're mentioned explicitly in Hazinu, in the Chumash. Well, it's not clear. It's the reference over there that people would serve Shadim. The Ramban in Vayikra and the Perek Zayin and Ibn Ezra also talk about Shadim. They said Shadim is from Lashon Shadud, out there in the wilderness, because that's where they hang out. And they're these these unusual creatures. The Gemara in Chagiga, Teptes Zainam, and Aleph says that Shadim are kind of human, or whatever, kind of resemble humans in some ways, or have things in common with humans. I'd call them, that was like the kind of, they're biological, I don't know, they're quasi-physical, let's call it that, and in some ways, they're quasi-spiritual, they're like Malachim. So it says they're like Malachim in as much as they have wings. I don't know what that means, but obviously it doesn't mean wings like a butterfly, because it would say they're like butterflies then. Right? They're like Malachim, they have wings, whatever that's supposed to mean. That they're also like Malachim, they get around the whole world, even uninhabitable places, like malachim, like people, and also they know what's going to be in the future. Lamaskana comes out like the immediate future, but the point is they hear, they're privy to what's going on in the spiritual realm. They get a peek, a glimpse forward. Not really physical in that way.
They peek behind the...
It says they can't... Originally it says they see Lefnei Parga before behind the curtain there, but then it says, what do you mean how can they see behind there? It says, okay, they hear what's going on. Whatever it is, they're privy to the immediate future, what's going to happen. On the other hand, they're like humans, it says, as much as they do what biological creatures do, what usually we call things that define life. It says they eat and drink, like people, like animals. They reproduce, like people, like animals. And they die, like people, like animals. So, I'm putting the word like animals, but I'm saying like all biological creatures. So, the Gemara in Chagiga sounds like they're like these half-half creatures. Now, famously, the Rambam learns there's no such thing. He says explicitly... He talks about it most explicitly in the Parash Mishnayos in the Avodah Zarah, the fourth parak Mishnah Zayin. He says this whole thing is, you know, a lot of nonsense, and people are imagining these boogeymen, whatever they are, but they're not really real. And you can look if you want to think along those lines. So the Michta Meliyahu, that's Rav Dessler, speaks about the pasuk in Chelek Dalad, page 346. Excuse me, Chelek Vav, the last book. Page 346, he has a little piece there on Shadim, and he says, there is a Vav. Hey, did I say Vav? I'm sorry. I said Vav. I'm thinking V, Roman numeral V, and I meant hey. I don't know what I said. Five, part five. My bad, I'm sorry. So, yeah, in part five, book five, book hey, my mistake, page 346, he talks about Shadim, and he brings rise that perhaps you could look at them as being, like a psychological phenomenon. And it talks about, like, for example, there's a sugi in Pesachim that says that if a person was forced by a shade to eat matzah and so on, and he explains that perhaps it's like, you know, all like, you know, some sort of psychosis that, you know, you're seeing things. But anyways, most interesting, the Gra comes out in Kufay and Tess in Yoreh Deh Kufay and Tess, when it's talking about the halacha is about, you know, consulting the dead and so on. So the Gra brings the Rambam and says the Rambam got it all wrong, and he was perverted by the Aristotle, and he's dead wrong. And although it's true, the Gra concedes that there's more than just an eye to Shadim, he says they're definitely not, it's not pashut that what they are, but it's definitely that they're real, and not they're just sort of philosophical or, you know, psychological construct. They're actual real creatures. So that's the range. I read you, I'm a big fan of the Ramchal. The Ramchal addressed it. He says like this. I'll read you inside. I'm reading now from the first of the four sections. That's 151, that's called part one, section five, halacha aleph, whatever you call it. He says he's talking about how there is spiritual realm and physical realm, and it's like never the twain shall meet. Talking about the two worlds, sort of. And then he says, V'ulam, but nevertheless, nimtza min echad, there's a certain kind of shal nivraim, a certain kind of creature, shu kamo emtza'i bein ruchani v'gashmi. Creature that's somewhere between spiritual and physical. Because the truth is, it can't actually be perceived by our senses. It's not detected by the five senses. And it's also not like confined by the boundaries of normal physical things that are confined by the rules of nature. They're not necessarily subject to these things. And because of that, people call them imprecisely. They incorrectly say, oh, they're spiritual creatures. But the truth is that they're actually something distinct from like the category of really purely spiritual beings. Even though it's kind of like an angel in some ways. They actually have their own set of rules. Ugvulim, yuchadim, and attributes. Oh, the shadim. Kifi mitziyusam be'emes, according to their actual nature. V'nikra zehamin hashadi. These are called the shadim. Shu min shadim. It's a kind of species called shadim, a different kind of creature, halfway between here and there. V'ulam gamhu yitzchalik v'pratim v'chadim. They're actually different kinds of shadim, like just like different kind of animals, different kind of shadim. Shu yashuv hamin akali. Each one's in the general category. Sug l'gabeyam v'hem minim elav. And they're all different kinds of members of this general category of creature called the Shaitan. That's what the Ramchal sums it up as. So there's a story on Shaitan. We'll see it in Davav. We'll learn more about that. The main sukkah is on Davav. But they said they have chicken feet, whatever that means. We'll see. In any case, so the Shaitim are there, and usually translated as demons, whatever that means. But the Shaitim are there in the Mapolis, in the Churva, and a ruin. So that's the third reason why you shouldn't go in there. So now, the Gemara is not bothered why you need to give us three reasons. I mean, any of those reasons are good. We need to have three different reasons. So now it's going to try to pick apart one at a time why we need to say all three. So let's first say, why did he mention the first, then the second, and the third? So it says, middle of the last line, Mabnei Chashad. Why do you need to mention the issue of Chashad, being suspected of impropriety? But typically, Mishum Mapolis. Why can't you just, why doesn't it suffice it to say the issue is Mapolis? It could fall apart. Who cares about the Chashad issue? In other words, the Gemara is looking for a case. The Gemara is looking for a case. We'll need to look for a case where chashad is relevant, whereas mapolis isn't relevant. Where suspicion is applicable, but collapse is not applicable. So it says b'chadasi. That could happen in Aramaic. The shin often turns to a saf, so like the word chadash in a newly collapsed building. The idea is that imagine you have a building where a missile hit one of the sides of it. So it's a new building that's structurally sound, but the problem is it lost the wall. So just because it's lost the wall and now it's no longer inhabited, doesn't mean the rest is going to collapse. It's newly fallen apart and it's structurally sound otherwise. And therefore, if we'd have just told you the issue is that it could fall on you, you'd say this is not a problem to go into because this is not going to fall on me. And therefore, it needed to say also chashad. So you say, fine, but typically mishum mazikin. So then, why can't you just say that there are mazikin there? That's the boogeyman will be enough to keep you out. So we need to have the chashad issue. So it says betray. Because there are two of you. Because everyone knows, that you only see the boogeyman when you're by yourself. Think it's a coincidence. They don't appear when there are two of you there. So, if there are two of you going, you might think it's okay to go in because there's no issue here. Still, because there's no issue of mazikin, but still there's the issue of chashad, suspicion. So Gemara says, wait a second. Betray, chashad namileka. If there are two of you, then who's going to suspect you of meeting a girl over there? There are two of you over there, right? So it says, betray pritzi. Yeah, that's assuming that the two nice boys. What if you're two naughty boys? Pritzim. So then, who knows what? You can't be trusted. It's an interesting discussion in the Rishonim if a regular person is considered a prutz or not. Machlokas, right? So according to Ran and the Rabban and others, so regular people are kosher. You have to establish yourself as being a prutzi to be a prutzi. The Rambam learns that no, it's not true. Regular people are highly suspicious unless you confirm that you're a kosher, you're a prutzi. So the other side of the coin, I guess it's an old machlokas. Are people basically good or bad? In any case, the Jewish answer, I think, on that question, actually, the truth is it's both. But here, because in terms of the ches was kosherous of a Jew, that's a machlokas. The Ran saying you can assume kosher. The Rambam says assume not. Either way, so if you got a case of two prutzim, then you'll need to not mention the issue of Mapolis because there's no issue if they're prutzim, then you would have still an issue of chashad. But with two alone, you wouldn't think there's a problem of mazikin, and if they're kasherim, then you wouldn't have a problem also of chashad. So now, we've assessed why you need to say the first of the three, the chashad issue, but what about the Mapolis? But maybe Mapolis, why did they mention Mapolis? But typically, Mishum Chashad, Umazikin. Mention two things that you've got a Chashad and Mazikin are concerns, and then the Mapolis, the collapse issue, should be irrelevant. So it says, betray, Uksheri. If you have two people on their kasher, so now there's no issue of Chashad, no issue of Mazikin, therefore you need to have Mapolis, could fall down. So then it says, wait, Mipnei Mazikin, what do you have to mention Mazikin for? Typically, mifnei chashad, umapolis, just simply say, there's a chashad issue, you're suspicious, and it could fall on you. That's enough. Who cares about mazikin? So it says, b'chur v'chadasi u'betrei uksheri. What happens if you'd have a newly destroyed building, which is structurally sound, and two people, and they're kasher? Then you have no reason to worry about either the chashad nor the mapolis. Wait a second, the Gemara says, hold on a second. E-betrei, if you got two people, then mazikin namileka, that we just said, that's not a problem of mazikin, because you have two of you there. That shouldn't be the issue. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's true, but we didn't mention a haunted house. The Makomen Chayshin on it. We're afraid if it's a place that's known to be where the boogeymen hang out, then even, I don't care how many of you there are, it's a haunted house, and they can show up, and therefore we say, don't go in there. D-boy Seima, you don't like the haunted house answer, I give a second answer for you. La'olam b'chad. Even that you could have one person, uba churva chadasi, and it could be in a newly fallen building, but nevertheless, dekoy bedabra, like the word midbar, it's in the middle of nowhere. Because no one's going to suspect you of having a rendezvous in the middle of nowhere, like, you know, you're in, the caravan's going through the Sahara Desert, and you happen to see a ruin over there, so obviously, nothing, you didn't arrange anything ahead of time over there. Da'asam, mishim chashad leka, no one should suspect you, because it's in the middle of nowhere, and that's not where the girls hang out. Da'isha bedabra lo shchicha, you don't find girls out there. Mishum mazik and ikka, but still, the boogeyman do hang out over there, and therefore you have to be afraid. So therefore you need all three. Okay.